ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗೀತಾ ಪ್ರಬೋಧನಿ, ಕಾನ್ಸೈಸ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸುಖದಾಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಜಿ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ವರ್ಸ್ 1-18. ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಬಾಡಿ, ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಸೋಲ್, ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವರ್ತ್ ನೋವಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್. Chapter 13, verse 1. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetra Mitya Vidhiyate Etadyo Veti Tam Prahuhu Kshetratnya Iti Tadvidaha. The Blessed Lord said, O son of Kunti, this body is called Kshetra, field. He who knows this as such is called Kshetratnya, knower of the field, by the sages. Comment. In answer to Arjuna's question in the beginning of 12th chapter, Lord explained in detail the worship of Lord with form and attributes. From here on, Lord begins to explain in detail worship of God without form and without attributes. As in the field, different types of seeds are sown, corresponding crops grow. In the same way, in the human body, man performs different kinds of actions by having sentiments of ahamta and mamata, egoism and attachment. As a result of those actions, he gets another body. In order to break the assumed relationship due to egoism, attachment with the body, the Lord is asking to visualize the body as separate or distinct from the self, which is very essential for aspirants of all spiritual paths. In all bodies which exist in the infinite universes, the self in them is Kshetrajna, knower of the field, and infinite universes are Kshetra. In a fragment of Kshetrajna, there are infinite universes. Yena sarvamidam tatam. Gita chapter 2 verse 17. The aspirant should know that he is not the Kshetra, field, but he is Kshetrajna, the knower of the field. One pure consciousness only is said to be Kshetrajna in relationship with Kshetra. Akshara, imperishable, in relationship with Kshara, perishable. Shariri, indweller in the body, in relationship with Sharira, body. Drishta, object of sight, in relationship with Drishya, sight. Sakshi, witness, in relationship with Saksha, object to be witnessed. Karta, doer, in relationship with Karana, instrument. In fact, the reality or tattva does not have a designated name. It is mere awareness or realization. Chapter 13, verse 2. Kshetrajñam chapi mam viddhihi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajñayor jnanam yatta jnanam matam mama. O Bharata, Arjuna, also know me as the Kshetrajna, knower of the field, in all the Kshetras, bodies. The knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetrajna is considered by me to be the knowledge. Comment. The Kshetra, body, has its identity with infinite universes, while the Kshetrajna, Jivatma or embodied soul, has its identity with limitless and infinite Brahma. It means that Kshetrajna and Brahma are one and the same. Due to the relationship with one Kshetra only, it is Kshetrajna, but without the relationship with all Kshetra, it is Brahma only. The term Mam has been used for Brahma, which means that Brahma and God are not two but only one. Gita chapter 9 verse 4. The supreme reality which pervades endless universes without being tainted, is Brahma, and the master of endless universes is God. Chapter 13, verse 3. Tat kshetram yachaya drukcha yadvikari yatashchayata sachayo yat prabhavascha tat samasena mishrunu. That kshetra, what is it like? What are its modifications? Whence comes out of what? And who that kshetrajna is? And what its glory is? Listen to all this from me in brief. Chapter 13, verse 4. Rishi bhir bahudha gitam, chando bhir vividahi prataka, Brahma sutra padaischaiva, hetu madbhir vinishchitaihi. This knowledge of the kshetra and the kshetrajna is established by the sages in many manifold ways and by the Vedas in various distinct hymns, Vedic chants, and is also declared by the conclusive and recent texts of the Brahma Sutras. Chapter 13, verse 5. Mahabhutanyahankaraha buddhir avyaktamevacha indriyani dashaikancha panchachendriya gocharaha. The primordial matter, mula prakriti, or avyaktam, unmanifested nature, cosmic intelligence, mahatattva, cosmic ego, samashti ahankaraha, five great elements, the 10 senses, the mind, and five objects of senses. This is the kshetra, constituted of 24 elements or principles. Comment. The primordial matter is prakriti only, five great elements, one ego, and one intellect. These seven are prakriti vikriti, born of nature. And 10 senses, mind, and five objects of senses of knowledge, these 16 are vikritis or modifications. These 24 principles grouped together constitute the kshetra. A meager fragment of this kshetra is this human body. Chapter 13, verse 6. Icha devesha sukham dukkam sanghatas chetana drutihi etat kshetram samasena savikaram udahrutam. Desire and hatred, pleasure and pain, the aggregate, the body, and chetana, consciousness, life breath, and steadfastness, these comprise the kshetra or field, with its modifications described briefly. Comment. In the fifth verse, the Lord described the world at samashti level, at macrocosm, and here he describes the modifications of the body at vyashti level, at individual or microcosm level. Due to affinity with kshetra only, the modifications such as desire, hatred, pleasure, pain, etc. abide in kshetrajna, as referred to in Gita chapter 13, verse 20. All these modifications abide in ego, that is, not between the sentient and the insentient. Specifically, they reside in the insentient fragment of ego only. Here, the Lord called the body consisting of 24 principles and its seven modifications as etat, this. It means that the self is not identified with kshetra, but it is totally different. The three bodies, gross, subtle, and causal, within the term etat are not the self. Here a point needs special attention that when even mahatattva, cosmic intelligence, and mula prakriti, primordial nature, have been called etat, then ego is certainly included in etat. Nearer than ego to the self is cosmic intelligence, and nearer than cosmic intelligence is prakriti. That prakriti is also included in etat kshetram. It means that ego is not at all the self. The man who discerns the self and ego kshetra as separate entities, then he is not born again and he attains God. Refer Gita chapter 13 verse 23. Chapter 13 verse 7. Ama nitvam adam bhitvam ahim sakshantir arjavam acharyopasanam saucham stahiryam atma vinigraha. Absence of pride, freedom from hypocrisy, non-violence, forgiveness, straightforwardness, service to the preceptor, purity of body and mind, steadfastness, self-control. Comment. The Lord enumerates the virtues under the name of jnana or wisdom to remove the assumed identity of the self with the kshetra. Chapter 13, verse 8. Indriyartheshu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Dispassion for sense enjoyment and freedom, absence from egoism, pondering again and again on the ills and miseries inherent in birth, old age, disease and death. Comment. One is bhoga of suffering, while the other is the effect of suffering. To feel sad in suffering and to desire pleasure is bhoga of suffering, and by finding out the cause of suffering and to wipe it out is the influence of sorrow. Here the effect of sorrow has been stated by the expression dukkha doshanu darshanam. By being sad in suffering, discrimination disappears. But with the proper use of influence of suffering, discrimination does not disappear. But by applying his sense of discrimination, a man discovers the reason for suffering and then wipes out the cause of suffering. Desire for pleasure is the root cause of all pains. But when the root is weeded out, its effect is naturally wiped out. Consequently, when the desire for pleasure is wiped out, all sorrows get destroyed. Chapter 13, verse 9. Asaktir anabhishvangaha putra dara grihadishu nityam cha samachittatvam ishtanishtopapattishu. Absence of attachment and mindness with son, wife, house, etc., equanimity of mind always, both under favorable and unfavorable circumstances. Chapter 13, verse 10. Mai chananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini vivikta desha sevitvam aratirjana samsadi. Unswerving devotion to me through yoga of non-separation, with soul dependence on God, resorting to solitary places, and distaste for the company of worldly people. Chapter 13, verse 11. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tattva jnanartha darshanam etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yadatonyatha. Constancy in self-knowledge, that is knowledge of Supreme Spirit, in seeing God everywhere as the object of true knowledge, aforesaid group of 20 virtues, is declared to be jnana, knowledge, and what is contrary to this is ajnana, or ignorance. Comment. These 20 virtues have been called jnana or wisdom because they are the means to enable us to know the difference between kshetra and kshetrajna. Whatever is opposite to it is ajnana or ignorance. Without following the spiritual discipline, practice of these virtues, a man may learn facts pertaining to knowledge, but he cannot experience the reality. Hence, without engaging in the spiritual practice, ignorance, to perceive kshetra and kshetrajna as one and the same, prevails. And as long as ignorance prevails, if a man, having learned the difference between kshetra and kshetrajna, starts to explain to someone the division between the two, then, in fact, he is strengthening his sentiment of dehabhimana, or identification of the self with the body only. But he who practices these virtues can realize the distinction between kshetra and kshetrajna. Chapter 13, verse 12. Nyeyam yat tat pravakshyami yajñātvāmṛtam aśnute anādimat param brahma nasattanna saduchyate. I shall expound to you jnayam, or reality which ought to be known by jnana, as explained in verses 7 to 11, knowing which man attains immortality. That jnayam tattva, or reality, is the supreme Brahma, who is without beginning and is said to be neither sat, existent, nor asat, non-existent. Comment. In Gita, the Samagra Paramatma, the entire God, has been described in three different ways. 1. God is real, existent, and also unreal, non-existent. Sadasachaham, Gita chapter 9, verse 19. 2. God is real, unreal, and is also beyond real and unreal. Sadasat tat param yat. Gita chapter 11, verse 37. 3. God is neither real nor unreal. Nasat tanna saduchyate. Chapter 13, verse 12. It means that there is nothing else besides God. He is totally beyond the access of mind, intellect, and speech. So he cannot be described but can be attained. God is called real relative to unreal, sentient relative to insentient, immutable relative to the mutable, omnipresent relative to present only in one place, with attributes relative to attributeless, saguna nirguna, with form relative to formless, one relative to many, illuminator relative to illumined, imperishable relative to perishable, etc. But no words are applicable to him. The reason is that all the terms are used in relative sense and have relationship with prakriti. But tattva, divinity, is independent and transcends prakriti. A name is given in relation to space, time, thing, person, state, and quality, etc. But God transcends all limits of space and time, etc. Then how can he be addressed by a certain name? Therefore, it is mentioned here that God cannot be called either real, existent, or unreal, non-existent. There is no beginning of God, who is eternal from time immemorial. How can there be a beginning for him? All things are within limits, but he is beyond the limits. The dualities, beginning, beginningless, within limits and beyond limits, real and unreal, all these differences appear because of relationship with prakriti. the Supreme Reality is unique and transcends all these dualities. That is why whatever has been said about description of God is not really the description, but is simply an attempt to draw attention towards the aim. It means that God is not merely to be described, but this description draws aspirants' attention towards the knowable. That being the case, an aspirant should not merely learn the facts, but should reflect upon them with an aim to gain insight into the reality. Chapter 13, verse 13. Sarvatah Pani Padam Tat Sarvatok Shishiromukham Sarvatah Shrutimal Loke Sarvamavrutya Tishtati. With hands and feet everywhere, with eyes, head and mouths everywhere, with ears everywhere, he stands pervading all. Comment. God can perform all actions with all the senses because he has all limbs present in each of the limbs. Even in the smallest ansha or fragment of his, all the senses are present. In him, everywhere there is everything. Sarva Sarvatmakam, a quote from Yogadarshana, Vyasa Bhashya Vibhuti. As in a pen and ink, which script is not there? A man of knowledge can write many scripts with the same pen and ink. Which ornament is not present in a lump of gold? Out of small lump of gold, goldsmith creates several types of ornaments such as bangles, necklaces and nose rings, etc. Similarly, which arm or weapon or instrument is not there in iron? Which idol is not present in clay and stone? Similarly, what is not there in God? Chapter 13, verse 14. Sarvendriya guna bhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam, asaktam sarvabhrichaiva, nirgunam guna bhoktracha. Though devoid of all senses, he illumines and is the perceiver of all sense objects, unattached, yet is the sustainer of all. Devoid of gunas, the three modes of prakriti, yet he experiences them. Comment. Besides God, there is no other existence at all. Whatever we speak, hear, read, and think, it is not separate from God. He is devoid of all, and he is also with all. In this context, even though there is predominance of attributeless and formless God, but in this verse, the entire form of God, Samagra Rupa, has been described as Nyeyam, that is, worth knowing. Therefore, it can be concluded that the entire form of God is predominant in both the paths, jnana, knowledge, and bhakti, devotion. Chapter 13, verse 15. Bahirantascha bhutanam acharam charamevacha sukshmatva tadavichneyam durastham chanti kechatata. He exists within and without all beings and constitutes the animate and the inanimate creation. He is both near and far away. Because of his subtlety, he is incomprehensible. Comment. In the 12th verse, God has been called Jneya, worth knowing. But in this verse, he has been called Avijneya, can't be known. It means that in spite of the fact that God is Jneya, but he is not known like knowing the world. As the world is known through senses, mind and intellect, God is not known through senses, mind and intellect. Senses, mind and intellect are evolutes of Prakriti. The evolutes of Prakriti cannot know even Prakriti completely. Then, how can they know God who transcends Prakriti? One must accept the existence of God because the acceptance is done by the self itself. The self has its identity with God. For that reason, God is also attained by acceptance and not by thinking, reflection, and description. Chapter 13, verse 16. Avibhaktancha bhuteshu vibhaktamiva chasthitam bhuta bhartracha tajneyam krasishnu prabhavishnucha. He exists undivided and yet seems to be divided in all beings. He only is to be known as the creator, sustainer and the destroyer of all beings. Comment. Just like from the material standpoint, the world is one, so also God is one, undivided. As the world, consisting of the five elements, though being one, appears in the form of different objects, persons, etc. Similarly, God, though being one, appears in different forms. It means that though God is one, He exists in many forms, and though existing in many forms, He is still one. In fact, the real entity can never be two, because if they are two, it will become unreal. He who creates is God, and he who is created is also God. He who sustains is God, and he who is sustained is also God. He who destroys is God, and he who is destroyed is also God. Chapter 13, verse 17. Jyotisham vitajyotihi samasa paramuchyate jnanam jneyam jnanagamyam hridi sarvasya vishtitam. He, the Supreme Soul, is said to be the light of all lights and entirely beyond all darkness or ignorance. He is knowledge, jnana, and knowable, jneya, can be realized through knowledge, the goal of knowledge, and He is seated in the hearts of all beings. Comment. The knowable entity, jneya, which has been described in verses 12th to 17th, is the entire form of God only, samagra rupa. The reason is that in this context, three forms of God have been described. Attributeless, formless, 12th verse, with attributes and formless, 13th verse, and God endowed with attributes and form, 16th verse. Jyoti is the name of the light, knowledge. Ear, skin, eye, tongue, and nose are respectively the illuminators of sound, touch, sight, taste, and smell. The illuminator or the light for the five senses is mind. Intellect is the illuminator for the mind. Self is the illuminator of intellect. God is the illuminator of the self. There is no illuminator for God. As there is never darkness in sun, in the same way, there never is or can be any ignorance in God. Chapter 13, verse 18. Iti kshetram tataha jnanam jneyam choktam samasataha madbhakta etad vijnaya madbhavayopapadyate. Thus, the kshetra, body, jnana, knowledge, and jneyam, knowable or object of knowledge, have been briefly described, and knowing this in reality, my devotee enters into my being. comment. In fact, the knowledge of entire form of God, Samagra Rupa, is possible by devotion only. That being the case, an aspirant should become a devotee. By knowing Kshetra, field, relationship with Kshetra is broken. By having jnana, or having virtues to attain discipline of knowledge, ego of body gets destroyed. By knowing jnayam, the knowable, one reaches him. The expression madbhavayopapadyate used here has been said in several different ways in Gita. Madbhavam agatha in chapter 4 verse 10. Sadharmyam agatha in Gita chapter 14 verse 2. Madbhavam so digachati in Gita chapter 14 verse 19. The term madbhava means existence of God. This is a rule that power of existence is only one and not two. The Lord has said this for both the disciplines, devotion and knowledge, both reach Him. In the path of knowledge, it means to have the same attributes as Brahma, or in other words, as Brahma is existence, knowledge, bliss, in the same way the jnani, great soul, is also existence, knowledge, bliss. In the path of devotion, it means the perfected devotee becomes one with God, that is, having no separation from God. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.